has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Lord is most come. to the land that he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob.
Then Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all that generation. But the people of Israel were fruitful and increased greatly. They multiplied and grew exceedingly strong, so that the land was filled with them.
Then Israel came to Egypt's land, when Jacob journeyed west. They settled in the land of Ham. The Lord his people blessed.
Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph.
Behold, the people of Israel are too many and too mighty for us. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply, and if war breaks out, they join our enemies and fight against us and escape from the land.
Therefore they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with heavy burdens. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread abroad. And Pharaoh commanded his people,
every son that is born to the Hebrews, you shall cast into the Nile.
Oh God, deliver me. Lord, spread your help to me. And let all those who see my life ashamed and humbled be.
Groaning. and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God saw the people of Israel, and God knew.
From holy high.
How long shall the wicked end so?
I will not give you straw.
Go and get your straw yourselves, wherever you can find it.
But your work will not be reduced in the least.
And the foremen of the people of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten. Then the foremen of the people of Israel came and cried to Pharaoh,
"Why do you treat your servants like this?
No straw is given to your servants, yet they say to us, 'Make bricks.'
Your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people.
You are idle, you are idle. This is why you say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord.' No straw will be given you, but you must still deliver the same number of bricks."
The foremen of the people of Israel met Moses and Aaron, who were waiting for them as they came out from Pharaoh.
The Lord look on you and judge.
You have made us stink in the sight of Pharaoh and his servants,
and have put a sword in their hand to kill us.
Then Moses turned to the Lord.
Oh Lord, why have you done evil to this people? Why did you ever send me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord.
Moses spoke thus to the people of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses because of their broken spirit and harsh slavery.
Go sacrifice to your God within the land.
We must go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he tells us.
I will let you go. Plead for me.
I will plead with the Lord. Only let not Pharaoh cheat again.
So Moses went out from Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord. And the Lord did as Moses asked. But Pharaoh hardened his heart this time also and did not let the people go.
Thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, this time I will send all my plagues on you yourself. For this purpose I have raised you up, to show you my power. You are still exalting yourself against my people.
Why boast of the mighty man?
Take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
On those worshiping in fear and trust his loving kindness here, the Lord has set his eye that he may save their soul from death and keep them living by his breath when famine bids them die.
At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, and there was a great cry in Egypt.
Up, go out from among my people.
Go serve the Lord.
Take your flocks and your herds, as you have said.
Come
on! We shall all be dead.
The people of Israel asked the Egyptians for silver and gold jewelry and for clothing.
He brought his people out and waged with silver.
Let us flee from before Israel,
for the Lord fights for them.
Then the Lord said to Moses,
stretch your hand over the sea.
So Moses stretched his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal course. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen. Of all the host of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea, not one of them remained. So the people believed in the Lord.
With all our fathers we have sinned, we have done wickedly. Our fathers did.
Israel sang this song.
I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea.
And Miriam the prophetess took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went after her.
Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea.
The Lord is my song,
and I will exalt him.
The Lord is a man of war.
The Lord is his name.
Pharaoh's chariots,
the floods covered them.
They went down into the depths like a stone.
Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power.
Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy.
You send out your fury. It consumes them like stubble.
Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea.
At the blast of your nostrils, the flood stood in a heap.
The deeps congealed in the heart of the sea.
The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake.
My desire shall have its fill of them.
I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them.
You blew with your wind, the sea covered them.
Who is like you, O Lord?
Who is like you?
Majestic in holiness.
Awesome in glorious deeds.
You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them by your holy abode.
Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has gone into the sea.
The peoples have heard. They tremble.
All the inhabitants of Canaan.
Terror and dread fall upon them because of the greatness of your arm.
Till your people, O Lord, pass by.
The people whom you have purchased.
You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain. The place, O Lord, which you have made for your abode.
The sanctuary of the Lord, which your hands have established.
The Lord will reign forever and ever.
Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider.
Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt,
cucumbers,
the melons,
the leeks, the onions, and the garlic.
But now there is nothing at all but this man to look at.
Yet they sin still more against him, rebelling against the Most High in the desert. They tested God in their heart by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God, saying,
"Can God spread a table in the wilderness?
Can he also give bread or provide meat for his people?"
They did not believe in God and did not trust his saving love.
The people among whom I am number 600,000. Shall all the fish in the sea be enough for them?
Is the Lord's hand shortened?
In every way, the east wind blow, the south wind did command. He rained a meat on them like dust, and birds like ocean sand. He let them fall inside their camp, by tents on every side. And so they ate till they were filled, their greed be satisfied.
In spite of all this, still sinned.
Despite his wonders, they did not believe.
Their heart was not steadfast toward him.
They were not faithful to his covenant.
How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert.
Yet he, instead of killing them, forgave iniquity. As in compassion he restrained his wrath repeatedly.
On the third new moon, after the people of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, they came into the wilderness of Sinai. Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him out of the mountain.
Tell the people of Israel, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him.
All that the Lord has spoken, we will do.
So Moses went down from the mountain to the people and consecrated the people.
Be ready for the third day.
On the evening of the third day, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled.
Then at God's presence trembled and the melting heavens fell. This Sinai quaked, for God was there, the God of Israel. Before the Lord the mountains melt as wax before a flame.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children.
I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
You shall not make for yourself.
take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Honor your father and your mother.
You shall not murder.
You shall not commit adultery.
You shall not steal.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
You shall not covet.
You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are bright, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, and bright.
Quickly bowed his head toward
Thank you.
Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the people of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, every one a chief among them.
At the end of 40 days they returned from spying out the land. They brought back word to all the congregation.
We came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey.
However, the people who dwell in the land are strong.
And the cities are fortified.
And very large.
And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there.
Strong!
But Caleb quieted the people before Moses.
Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it.
We are not able to go against the people.
For they are stronger than we are. All the people that we saw are of great height.
There we saw the sons of Anak.
We seem to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seem to them.
Would that we had died in Egypt.
Or would that we had died in this wilderness.
Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fail by their sword?
Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt?
Let us choose a leader
and go back to Egypt.
Then all the congregation raised a loud cry, and the people wept all that night.
There is no water to drink.
Then Moses and
the staff and tell the rock before their eyes to yield its water.
Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock.
Hear now, you rebels. Shall we bring water for you out of this rock?
And Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock with his staff twice, and water came out abundantly. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron,
because you did not believe in me, to uphold me as holy in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly unto the land that I have given them.
By the speeds of river,
The eternal God is your dwelling place.
And underneath are the everlasting arms.
He shall thrust out the enemy before you. So shall you live in safety.
Happy are you, O Israel.
Who is like you, a people saved of the Lord?
Sing out your praises unto God, O kingdoms of the earth, and sing unto the Lord of all,
in praise of his great praises,
and his most great
Thank you for this picture that we've received tonight. It's not just a story of an ancient people that lived 3,500 years ago. It's not just their history, but Lord, it's our history because we are spiritual Israel. We, your people, your covenant people. Lord, we thank you that you have redeemed us, that you've taken us out of Egypt, that you've taken us out of this wicked world, that you have saved us by your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you continue to strive with us even when we are unfaithful, just as Israel often was unfaithful. Lord, we thank you that you promise us that you will take us to be with you someday, that we will be with you as your Son comes to return for us, his people. And we look forward to that day with great anticipation.